Hi, I'm Edie.
And I'm Leia.
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
We sure are.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Hair tips and grocery shop on Friday after work.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics, Leia.
Yes, what we've been enjoying lately.
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
Yes, and in our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
All right, Leia. Actually, this tip comes from a former coworker, Dan O, and he's fantastic, and he retired, you know, boo-hoo. But he did give me this great tip because I was whining, you know, as I'm, you know, ought to do about how the weekend is just too short and meh, I'm tired, blah, blah, blah. And he said, here's what you have to do. He said, what you do is you go home on Thursday and you just crank. You like do everything that you can for your chores. And I'm like, well, that's not happening. Uh-huh. But it was the next thing that really stuck with me. He said, and then you have your grocery list ready and you go and grocery shop right after work on Friday. And then it's like you have a whole extra half day.
No kidding, right? Like you've done your chores. I like the chore idea, actually.
It's a super good one, but I haven't been able to do it. But, you know, maybe just saying it, like I'll try it because it's excellent. Mm-hmm. And I have done the Friday shop after work. Mm-hmm. And I do feel more relaxed and like I have a longer weekend if I just push myself to do that.
Right. Oh, I love that. That's so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Woo. Yeah. Okay. I'm in on that once I get into the workforce again. Love
for
it.
For sure. Yeah. Okay.
Meantime, I've been obsessing a bit about my hair, Edie.
Well, yes.
So
it's our crowning glory.
Well, isn't it though? So the other day I was, because I'm more active on Insta now, I'm seeing all these ridiculous ads,
yes.
Right? And, there was this ad for an app where it can change your hair color, right? And so I got the app. It was free for a week, but I just kept it for half an hour. And then I made sure I disabled it, right? I unsubscribed because then it would cost like $30 a month or something to change your hair color. But anyway, I took all, mm-hmm. I had all these selfies that I found of me, like good ones from the past. And I put in different shades of gray to look at what my hair would look like, sort of platinum gray, bluish gray, gray, and actually a deeper brown as well. And I looked quite good. So I'm thinking with my new start on Vancouver Island that I might let myself move into the gray world. Join the, as my sister calls it, the Silver Sisters.
The Silver Sisters, the silver, the silver sneakers. <There's> so much.
So we'll see. No,
yeah.
Not yet, but I'm somewhat inspired because I have, you know, I am doing a whole new reinvention.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was actually not the tip, but you can.
Oh, but wait, what? Which color did you think looked best?
I liked the platinum gray. Both Dawn and Nicole thought it washed me out a bit. And then when I looked back, like the grayer, the deeper kind of grayish with I don't know what to call it. I can't remember. Was quite nice. And then the bluish gray delighted me, but I thought, I don't know. I don't really like to fall in with it. It's not blue. It is definitely gray, but there's sort of like in certain lights, it has a bluishness to it, but I think that might be hard to maintain. And I do like to draw attention to myself, but I'd like it to look natural too. So.
Oh, okay. Well, if it makes you look washed out, you just slap on more of that Jones Road Miracle Balm. Another layer.
Okay. Nicole and I have another observation about the Jones Road. And that is when we clean our faces at night, none of it comes off. Like there's no residue.
So where did it go?
Exactly. Is it sunk into our, right? Like, is it in our blood system now? Or does it just go leave right away? What's going on? I don't know. So We're not 100% sold, but we're not, I'm still using it. I like it. I like look. Wait, what about you in Jones Road?
I returned it, Leah.
Okay, but you didn't return it because that's the wonderful thing, right? You say you can
Yeah, they said
you,
just keep it and give it to someone. So when I see you, I'll just give it to you.
okay. Well,
I just found with my skin it was really sticky and like my hair was sticking to my cheeks. And it's like, what is happening?
yeah,
So,
I hear you. I hear you. Okay. Well, back to the tip at hand.
yeah, sorry.
No, not at all. This is fun. So I've always had like I have long, thin hair and it gets tangled super, super easily. So someone recommended this product to me called Dream Wonder Coat. And you can get it on Amazon. We can put it a link in the show notes. And it really like totally transformed my hair, especially like the, my mom used to call them clitas, like the big knots in my hair that I would get. It is heat activated. And so I went to a thrift store and I got myself also one of those brush, hair dryer brush things, which I use. Love them. Love it. And so in between my new heater blow dryer brush and my Dream Wonder Coat, I'm not getting these big knots in my hair. And it's much smoother as well because I do, I tend to get a lot of flyaway hair. So for those of you with, thin hair that flies away and that gets frizzy and or you get big knots, I really recommend the Dream Wonder Coat. Yeah.
Does it make your hair shiny?
Yes, I think it does that too. I think it does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just my, I mean, I know you're looking at me now on Zoom and my hair is in a giant ponytail on top of my head,
It's
but
cute.
yes, it's that's how I go to bed. But anyway, I'm quite inspired by, I'm
All
quite
right.
delighted by the results. Yeah.
Do you want to say anything about hair gel, Leah?
Well, I this is a Nicole tip because she
Yeah.
know a lot more about hair than I do, but so she's been buying the what is it, the 60 minute miracle or 60 second miracle, the Aussie stuff,
Yeah.
for a long time, the gel, and you can buy the to get curls, right? But she
Yeah.
realized that the gel, and she read a bunch of reviews too, that this gel, any kind of gel that promotes curls or foam or anything, it doesn't need it's it just really gives volume. So it depends on how you blow dry your hair or with it. So
Well, Leah, this is a thrill for me to hear because I bought Gus so many expensive like Curl Bumble and Bumble products and like Aveda products that, a 17-year-old boy isn't using. He might.
Okay, well, there you go. You trying
I'm using it.
to.
Yeah. Okay, I'll start.
Yes, what things are marketed for is not always what you need to use them for. So, medication too, apparently, but we won't delve into that.
Powerful information, Leah.
Oh my God.
Powerful.
Powerful. Hey, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune? So today we are just going to be talking about things we've been enjoying lately. I guess read, watch, listen, eat, whatever. We've got a lot to recommend because it's been a while since we've done this, right?
Right. And we always like these episodes, don't we? They're fun. And we get a lot of listeners for these episodes. So, yeah, let's give some recommendations, huh? Okay. Well, actually, mine are not that powerful. If we start with, I shouldn't say that. The first one. No, it doesn't actually. My first recommendation, Edie, is about TV. And I think it's like kind of going back to the basics. If you're just looking for predictability, and you just want something that is going to make you grin, make you happy, not make you stressed, which is, what I'm going for these days. Charlotte just started watching Friends with me, which is super fun. We watch some of them together and I've watched it many times. So, I don't mind if she goes ahead, but we're watching Friends together. So it's really fun to watch those early episodes too and see how these characters evolve. And with Dawn, we're watching quite a few Seinfelds lately. And you can around with Seinfeld because they're all, they're the characters don't really grow. They're pretty much idiots all the time.
Yeah, no growth.
No growth. But it, you know, makes it gives us a giggle, and sometimes we'll be, you know, we'll just be going, let's watch something fun. And so we watch Seinfeld. So that's we're just keeping it basic these days.
Well, Leah, that's all great, but I have a really powerful pick. I have two powerful picks. I actually went and watched some stuff yesterday, so I would have something to say.
Well done.
Yeah,
Admit it.
usually I'm like,
Yeah.
have you seen Paddington 2? Or, you know. So my first recommendation of something to watch is The Greatest Night in Pop, which is on Netflix. And it's a documentary about how we are the world, you know, we are the world, we are the children came together.
They look at, right?
No, that this was Ethiopia, the
Oh,
famine in Ethiopia.
yes.
Yeah, and it is fascinating because the they had to record when they could get all these stars together because they had like, you know, Cyndi Lauper, Bruce, Hall and Oates, Kenny Rogers, Ray Charles, and on and on. And Michael Jackson, he wrote the song with Lionel Richie. So anyway, it's all about how they recorded at the A&M studios after the American Music Awards that happened that night. And so they had all like these celebrities go to the studio. And my friend Jenny, we were messaging back and forth, and she said her favorite part of the whole thing was when Kenny Rogers drove himself to the studio. He's like in a sports car, and everyone else got driven, you know.
Good old Kenny Rogers and his chicken. Remember Kenny Rogers' chicken shop in Seoul?
Oh, I do.
About that. Anyway, sorry, that's
Another part that's really interesting about this show is they only let in the actual singers, musicians. Oh, and Bob Dylan was there. Oh my gosh, he was a fish out of water. But they didn't let their entourage or their managers or assistants come in with them. And all these people, these huge stars, look so awkward and ill at ease.
Oh, fun.
Like, who are they without their entourage? And they were trying to get Prince to come, and he's like, no. And I'm sure it's because he couldn't bring it, you know, he traveled with a huge entourage. And then he told Lionel Richie, Leah, he's like, I'll come, but I'll go in a different room and play a guitar solo. Lionel's like, no, we're all in the same room. It's like we are the world, we're together.
Yes, right.
Yeah. So anyway, there's lots of Bruce. Bruce like flies out to LA after his last show for Born in the USA. He sounds like his voice is very rough, and I remember thinking that when I saw the premiere of the video, like, whoa, he sounds really, you know, I didn't think another word for rough, but I highly recommend this, especially if you were like an 80s teen like us, you know. Oh, and one more thing, Lionel Richie's energy, like I just want to like mainline that. I've never been a huge Lionel Richie fan, but now I am.
Well, that's fabulous. Now that I'm a music lover, I'm all in.
Yeah, you're going to be turning this on tonight. Turn off Seinfeld and turn this on.
So Edie, books, you'll be proud of me because finally, books on tape, I'm there. I mean, they're not on tape anymore,
Yeah.
but recorded books, yay. So we just completed a long road trip. We were down south and we drove our car back up to Canada. So we it was many hours in the car, and we while we were in the south, close to the Appalachian Trail, we did listen to Bill Bryson's what's it called again? I can't even remember
A
now.
Walk in the Woods.
In the woods. So we
So
both read it
good.
before. We'd both read it, but it was really fun to hear Bill reading his book, and we got a kick out of that. So that was great. And then we also listened to, or we started to, we haven't finished, a book called Switch: How to Change Things When Change is Hard. And it's by the same guys, Chip and Dan Heath. I wanted to say Chip and Dale. They're two brothers, and you recommended one of their books, last year, I think, called The Power of Moments. Yeah, they're social scientists, and they, really interesting stuff. So this is kind of about your rational mind and your emotional mind, and how they can meet, and how our emotional mind can be tamed. We can, overcome the tension, and we can make change. So that was, we're looking for change right now. So it just, they're really good at telling stories, a little bit like Malcolm Gladwell. He tells the story, talks about how, the practical applications in your own life, and just super interesting. So I recommend it. It's older than actually The Power of Moments. It's one of their earlier books, but it was a good and fun listen.
All right. I'm gonna check that out because I really did like The Power of Moments.
Yeah, it's really good.
And I was seeing that that's in my Audible library, and I kind of want to re-listen to it.
Okay. Yeah. I actually sort of want to reread that book too, because I really feel like it could be, and parts of it were at the time quite transformative for me. So yeah, they're very inspirational brothers. Okay.
My book that I'm recommending is a book that I'm only on page, what page? 62, but it's The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang. And I heard it recommended on NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. And I'm like, wait, Leonard was reading that at one point. I think our friend Kristen sent him that for Christmas, and he really liked it. So I found it on the shelf. And Leia, for the last several months, I've been saying, where is there a good dystopian book? Because I love dystopian books. I know you hate them. I love them. And there's just been, since Scythe, there just haven't been any that have really caught me. You know,
Okay.
where I want to like just burn through all the books, and this one has done it.
Okay.
So it's only a good recommendation for those of you who like dystopian books.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I will not be reading it.
Yeah,
But
The
thank
Poppy War.
Okay. We'll put all this in our show notes too, so you'll have it. Okay, well, moving on to what we've been eating, or what I've been eating.
What
I've
have you
been
been eating?
eating vast amounts of particular foods, which is, I don't know, like when I get into something, I really get into it. So I've been buying like these giant bags of coleslaw Edie, because I don't know, like I love it. I love it as a salad. I mix in other salad greens with it. I've been making my own dressings, but I've also been enjoying some of the skinny girl dressings. And then I have this, I don't know what it's called. You can probably get it at most grocery stores. I got mine at Costco, but it's like that blend of like nuts and fruit and, sunflower seeds and whatnot. Can add to your salad. So I've just been eating so much coleslaw, but I've also been stir frying it with a little bit of sesame oil and adding whatever other vegetables I have, and maybe a bit of chicken sometimes or whatnot. Calling it egg roll in a bowl, delicious.
Oh, that's good
Yeah.
marketing. Good marketing.
I know. And you can actually wrap that in a little wonton wrapper and air fry it too. And that is very fun. And then dip it in some sauce. So I've been
Num
going back.
num.
And then when the coleslaw starts to turn a little bit, not no no before it starts to cool. But when you're worried it will, you put it in the freezer, and then you're all ready for borscht, or soup season. You just pop that into your Bob's your uncle. So yeah, I'm all about the coleslaw these days. Don's just rolling his eyes every time I come home with another giant 5 pound bag. What else? Oh, and my other big thing that I've been doing lately is I've been taking like phage zero fat yogurt or any kind of Greek yogurt. I'm using the non-fat yogurt and then blending it up with my other thrift store find. I got a big an Oster blender that's very powerful, and with frozen fruit, and you just like just it usually takes like a good 5 minutes to make that fruit blend in with the yogurt. And then you can add, well, maple syrup if you're Canadian. And if you want to save calories, sometimes I put in, like for like 2 cups of berries to 1 cup of berries or any kind of fruit. I did mango last night. Charlotte and I enjoyed some mango ice cream. But yeah, 2 cups fruit, 1 cup yogurt, and then any sort of sweetener that you want to add.
Oh,
You find
I
it.
thought you were going to say a cup of sugar.
Well, you could do, somebody had recommended like a quarter cup of Splenda or like I
Oh.
would prefer the monk fruit or something that's more pure, a purer form of non-sugar. But I have
Yeah.
been known to add a little bit of that too to make it a wee bit sweeter, but so good and like a nice thick consistency. It is very ice cream like, and it's become quite a treat in this house. So, yeah, that's me.
All right. Well, I'm not really eating anything, Leah, so I'm going to go back to what I'm listening to.
Okay, no eating for you. Okay, listening. Yes, please.
I am listening to Tyler. I'm not sure how you say his last name.
Oh,
Childers?
Jimmy Swift.
Childers? Tyler Childers? Childers? He is country. And the only reason I know about Tyler is Lulu and I were play we were going to visit Leonard. Of all things, we were going to bring Leonard camping equipment, Leia. He called me and he's like, "Mom, I'm going to the Badlands in Custer State Park with my, a group." And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "It looks so beautiful." And I'm like, "Yeah, because that was the family trip we took last summer that you said no thanks to."
Okay, well, he's an adult. He's an adult.
So he's doing the family trip with his friends, whatever. Well, Lulu and I were like, okay, how about on the way there, you choose all the music to play from Spotify, and on the way back, I choose all the music. So I like wrote out a list and we listened to my, sad songs the whole way there. And then on the way back, she's like, oh, Mom, I really want to play this song for you. You're either going to love it or you're not going to love it. And I'm like, oh boy, what's this going to be? Like Pitbull and Dolly Parton, which is a thing. So, but it was Tyler Childers, and the song is called All Yorn.
All your
It sounds all yorn, like your apostrophe N. And it is so sweet. And I loved it. And, I then suggested to Scott that he listened to it, and he listened to it, and now we have tickets to go see him at Summerfest.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's impressive.
We'll be with all the country people.
Oh my. Well, that could be, well, no, that'll be great.
It'll be fabulous because I'm somewhat a country gal, why not?
You're a Laura Ingalls Wilder fan. That's country, the old country.
I guess that would be more if I went to like a cosplay stagecoach, run, which I would love.
You would love that. Wow, that is very, very cool. Well, Edie, I've
Yeah.
not been doing Spotify because Don's been collecting LPs, vinyl, like you wouldn't believe. On this road trip, we stopped at like every thrift store and every record shop. It was like it sort of had a theme, and it was basically the theme was Don collecting. Well, the theme was, I should say, the theme was music. And music came alive for me on this trip because we were in Memphis, we were in Nashville, and we were in New Orleans. And then,
Leah, can I interrupt to remind listeners that you are the person who was like, I only want to listen to lay waves lapping on the beach and German boys choirs. Yeah, I just wanted to remind listeners.
I have been transformed. I think that Transformed me. We listened to live music every night. Don kept checking in and going, Leah, are you sure you want to stay? And I was like, I want to stay, man. I love it. I love it. I was worried I would have to like crossword or knit or something, but no, I was just like, my soul was touched. And now we came home with a trunk full, literally a trunk, hundreds and hundreds of records, like at a buck a piece mostly, that Don has found. And he's having so much fun going through these records. And you know, we're dancing in the living room and he's telling me the history of this, that, and the other thing. And we have bought tickets. We have so many tickets for this summer. I can't even believe it. So we're both volunteering at the Vancouver Island Folk Festival.
Oh, you are too?
Well, why not? Right? Why
Why
not? We're going to
not?
make our community. So let's just be volunteers. Oh my gosh. And then we're going to see the Cowboy Junkies. They're also going to Vancouver Island. And I love the Cowboy Junkies. They're a Canadian group. If you've not listened to them, I highly recommend them. And then we did end up getting tickets to Neil Young and Crazy Horse because all of his tickets were sold out so fast, his like $800 tickets, that he added some tours, and one of them was in Vancouver, and it's open seating in Deer Hill Park. Is that what it's called? Deer Hill Park. So Don just jumped on the wagon and bought us tickets. So Neil Young, I'm excited about. Crazy Horse, I'm a little worried about, but that's okay. And then we're also going to see a Taj Mahal. This is next month. Redux, so you know, a band that's playing Taj Mahal, but that's meant to be really great in our little town on Vancouver Island. So we are just going for it.
Leah, who are you? Who
Oh,
are you?
I know, I'm very proud of myself. So there you go. Amazing, right? Okay, well, it looks like
Good.
we're running out of time here, Edie.
All right. So it's time for the chit chat challenge, I guess.
Yeah, so we want to hear from you what you're reading, what you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're eating, anything. Share it with us so we can try out your recommendations, and we'll certainly post ours on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook.
Yeah, so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for our links to all of our recommendations. And we're both pretty active that we've become active on our Two Chit Chat Chicks Instagram page. We've also got my Leah Lucian page, which I'm quite active on. It's where I share my blog as well. And Edie, your Prairie Girl Greetings Etsy store is popping.
And I have this week I'm going to be restocking the store 'cause I've run out of a bunch of like the higher selling cards, and I also will be having new cards available in April.
Cool. Love it. Love it. Okay. Well, have a great day, everybody, and wishing you a happy week ahead. And remember, for your Thursday, get all your work done, go shopping on Friday, and your weekend is open.
Yep, open so that you can really like delve into listening to the two chit chat chicks.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Luck.